The following programming is sponsored by Mark J. Bernstein. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group. Entrepreneur, author, and financial consultant Mark Bernstein helps high-performing entrepreneurial business owners create a vision for the future and follow through on their goals and intentions. Ange Honorato is a business growth strategist who blends psychology and business together to create conscious leaders and business owners who impact the world. Founders Forum is a radio show podcast sharing the real stories behind entrepreneurship as founders discover more about themselves while providing valuable lessons and some fun and entertainment for you. Now, here's Mark and Ange.
Good morning, America. How are you? Arlo, good morning, buddy. That's my dog. I didn't get to walk him this morning, so it's just one of those mornings. As we're going to talk about in a minute, it's been one of those mornings for a couple of us at least. And it's a beautiful day in Philadelphia and trying to bring a little brightness in your world because there's all kinds of negative things. A hurricane's coming in the Southwest. I have a home down there and it's actually a place that's protected from hurricanes. And we're sheltering people in field house. I was trying to remember the name of field house at the school and in the community. And people were coming in there because it was built to be hurricane proof. So it's a lot on my mind. We're getting a lot of messages about it. So I should tell you that Ange is out today. And I have sitting in as a co-host today, Craig Lurch, who's been on the show before. He is a realtor extraordinaire. And you listen to his show if you haven't heard it, because he's a really unique guy. And he's thinking about doing a podcast himself. So we invited him in to sit in with us today. And Dr. Nicole, who I'll say hello to right now, because Nicole, you had a little bit of a rough morning getting in here, which
certainly
we really
did.
Appreciate you being here. So tell us about that quickly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just live in the city, so our car gets broken into a lot. And last night, went to the car this morning and it was dead. Evidently, someone went to break into it and left the door open, so the battery died. But lo and behold, borrowed a friend's car, made it.
And she made it.
Yes.
So she got here. So that's a little bit on the lines of today's topic, because there's so much going on in the world. We talk a lot about this. You know, there's political divisiveness, you know, depending on who you talk to, whoever wins for the president, if they're on the other side, says it's the end of our country. I mean, it's incredible just to look at the news and see all the things that are being said in so many ways. We have natural disasters. We have, there are people struggling. There's all kinds of things going on, and it's so easy to get sucked up into this. And we talk about it a bit, but we've never really talked this directly about it, which is, I'm curious, and I'm going to start with Craig, because he is always positive when I talk to him. What do you do to maintain focus in a positive way? Because I know that's who you are, with all the stuff going on around you, with all the news cycles and everything else going on. What kind of things do you do?
I can tell you one thing. I'm really excited to be sitting here with Dr. Nicole. You know, because as being, you know, in the role of your industry and your passion of helping people, how do you not absorb it? And that's going to be one of my questions later on for you. But one of the things that I've done, and we've shared this before, was, and real quick, I've picked my three top funnels in which I want to live by, which is change lives, make money, and have fun. Some people may hate them. Some people may like them. But these are the ones that make me work. So changing lives is working with people in the real estate business, working with other agents, holding doors for people, buying lunch random, dropping a $100 bill in a donut shop and saying, buy the line donuts until the money runs out, letting people pull out in front of you. You got to make money. If you're not making money, you can't help and be charitable. If you say you make too much money, donate it. Stop making the excuse. Donate the money. Give it away. There's plenty of people that need it. And have fun. If it's not fun, why are you doing it? So I live in focus of, it needs to be a two of the three funnels, or I'm not touching it. I'm thrilled today. This is changing lives. It's changing mine, and being able to meet Dr. Nicole and always being with you, Mark. It may not be making money, but that's not the point of everything. But it's having fun. It's doing something different. It's change. And change is not comfortable. Change is perpetual. It's either going forward or backwards. And you know it from your industry. So it is really exciting to hear. And it's also what goes on in the world. And God bless to everybody in Florida and anybody that's been hitting the storms. I'm sending my prayers to you.
Well, we're all about forward focus on this show, so I'm really glad you brought that up. So your answer is really stay focused on the three things that energize you, and that's it.
What's your purpose? Yeah, what gets you out of bed? What gets your feet on the ground and stay? Because if you get lost in your future purpose, you're not going to be any good in your present.
I love it. So let's hear what Dr. Nicole has to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, as a psychologist, how we think affects how we feel affects how we show up. And the reality is we have a lot of control over how we think, period. We really do. Often we operate through life thinking we don't have control over how we think. But once we take thinking ownership, that's some magic there. That is some magic. And look, positivity is awesome, but sometimes we're going to feel negative. Like, we have a broad range of emotions because we're human beings, and that's awesome, and it's information. And I think one of the things that really motivates me and really keeps me in check, because I get really negative sometimes, and I definitely have an algorithm on my phone, and I doom scroll and find all the negative headlines right before bed. Not a good habit, so right. Don't do that.
Right.
But I think one of the things I keep in check is that I, not only with the thinking, taking thinking ownership, but how I show up impacts the people around me. How you show up impacts the people around me. There's something called emotional contagion. You know, we mimic each other. When mommy smiles down at us, we smile back. When mommy frowns at us, we frown back. And when you smile, those muscles in your face set off a physiological process that triggers your emotional center, creating happiness. Emotions aren't really sexy. They're just neurological firings. That's why when you're walking down the street and someone's smiling at you in a non-creepy way, you smile back. So the impact that we have on people is so profound. And the same goes for when you're angry or sad or whatever. That's why if you have someone negative on your team, that stuff spreads like wildfire. We have control over that. So one of the things, when we're around negativity or exposed to negativity, once you get out of that situation, go watch a comedy video or a puppy or kitten video, something that's going to make you smile, because again, we can control that. And if you can't get out of a room with someone that's negative, put a pencil or a pen in your mouth and bite hard, because you're mimicking that smile.
So I'll only comment, I'm not going to tell you what I do, because I've mentioned some things on the show before, but there's two things I'll say. Mm-hmm. Book you would love. It's called Don't Believe Everything You Think, mm-hmm. and you would love it too. Have you heard of it?
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, mm-hmm. So it's a guy named Joseph Wynn. I've mentioned on the show before, and it examines, because we don't create our thoughts. Thoughts come from out there, you know, because they could be from your parents, from news, from people you're surrounded with, from your teachers, your schools, whatever it is. And thoughts enter your mind. It's what you do with those thoughts that happens. And this is, and I've known that forever, but I've never really been able to like catch those thoughts as they're coming in and know what to do with them. And this book tells you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very small, concise book, but it's really, it's made such a huge impact. And the second thing, which I won't go into now, but I told you about a course that I've done three times called Create Powerful. We'll talk more about that offline. But that has to do with looking constantly at the impact you're having on other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone thinks they do that. I always thought I did that until I realized I didn't in many, many cases.
Yeah.
So because I was unconscious most of the time. So anyway, with that, I'd like to introduce Dr. Nicole Lipkin, who is an internationally, we're very privileged to have her here, internationally recognized clinical and organizational psychologist, executive coach, keynote speaker, and CEO of Equilibria Leadership Consulting, a leadership and organizational development firm. And she's also founder of Hey Kiddo, a grown-up dedicated a company dedicated to building leadership, social, and emotional skills in children and their grown-ups. I love, and their grown-ups. Nicole is a regular contributor to the broadcast community, including a column about the psychology of the workplace and a leadership role at Forbes.com. She's the author of two popular business books, What Keeps Leaders Up at Night and Why in the Workplace, Managing the Me First Generation. Her mission in life is to help leaders, no matter what age, lead from the inside out. And welcome, Nicole.
Thank you
officially.
So much. Thank you.
So tell us about, I just said a mouthful because there's a mouthful to say about you, but what a good mouthful. What tell us about how you got started and your career path.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it starts with how I was raised. So my
always does, right?
It does. My folks were school teachers in the South Bronx. And this was when the South Bronx was the South Bronx during the 70s, 80s, 90s. And
yeah, totally.
they were English and math teachers, but they were, and they fully believed in academics and the importance of it, but they also came from the philosophy that kids can't really learn if their headspace isn't cleared up. And so they were the teachers that would go in at 7 in the morning and eat breakfast with the kids, because a lot of these kids came from really, really difficult homes. And they were just serving as an ear. And they brought that home, that philosophy. And they raised us in Westchester, New York. And, we were it's a very wealthy community, Larchmont, New York, actually. And we were not the rich kids in Larchmont. Right. But, those schools in Westchester are where they did the early studies looking at highly anxious kids that came from very overachieving parents. You had a lot of doctors, lawyers, Wall Street people that really pushed their kids. So a lot of my peers went to the Harvards and the Yales of the world. But they were looking at mental health issues that would rise from being overly, high achieving. And my mom was a genius. She looked around and was like, I need to make sure that I serve as an ear to Nicole and her friends and my brother. And she would hold something that, she called boy parties. And this was, she would invite my friends and I, we would have tea parties. And we would talk about our crushes and other things. And I didn't realize what she was doing until I had my own kid. And it was genius. She was opening up the lines of communication and making it so that we could talk about anything. And there wasn't a week that went by that a friend wasn't over talking to her. And I grew up in a household where I could talk about anything. And I didn't realize that that was weird until I became a psychologist and realized it was weird. But she opened up the door. My dad did too. And my parents passed away when I was relatively young. My dad when I was 12 and my mom when I was 19. And I am fully, fully aware of the path my life could have gone down. But it didn't. I've had a great life because of the foundation they built. And that has shaped my philosophy in how I approach life, the work that I do, how I approach challenges, and how I help people. So with that, I started, my first business was a psychology practice.
Can I just stop you for 1 second? I learned a lot about you. I've heard this story before.
Yeah.
But your parents were outside the box thinkers.
Oh, yeah.
I now understand how they could be Mets fans, even though they're from the South Bronx. I just had to say that. So we were to Mets and Phillies are in the heat of a
don't let them do that to you, Nicole.
They raised me right.
I'm sorry. Go on with your story. I had to do that.
I think my first business was a psychology practice. I never intended that to grow into the big beast that it became. It was a psychology practice. And I should back up a minute. When I went to grad school, I had dual interests. I always kind of approached life organically because that's how they raised me. I just tried a lot of things and they always encouraged us to pursue what we wanted to. And I was interested in a lot of things. So I had dual interest. I wanted to, I was really, really into the X-Files. And I had a huge crush on David Duchovny. And I wanted to go into the FBI because of that, because I wanted Agent Mulder to be my partner. And when I was getting my doctorate in clinical psych.
I still have a crush on his partner, Gillian Anderson. Anyway, that's beside the point.
So I pursued when I was getting my doctorate in clinical psychology, I got a master's in criminal justice. But I also was interested in business because one of the things we did was because they were school teachers and raising us in Westchester, on the weekends, my grandfather was a jeweler. And so on the weekends, we would work at antique shows and flea markets selling jewelry. And, while other kids were watching Saturday morning cartoons, we were getting up at 5 and selling. And my brother experienced that very differently than I did. But, when I was 5 and my brother was 11, they're like, stop complaining. What business do you want to be in? And we're like toys because we're kids. So they gave us $400. And they brought us down to the wholesale district in Manhattan. We picked out our inventory. My dad taught us how to keep the books. My mom taught us how to market. My grandfather taught us how to sell. So I was always into business. And
you were an entrepreneur at an early age.
Yeah. Exactly. I was a hustler.
It's what the show's about. I love that story. It's amazing.
So
you have a very rich background. It's really amazing.
I had a great upbringing. I had really cool parents.
Very fortunate.
I was very lucky. So For me, I also was equally interested in business, so I also pursued an MBA.
Also explains why you're now a cool parent and a cool mentor, which we'll talk about, hey kiddo,
Thank
in a little
you.
While.
Yeah, I hope he sees me as a cool parent.
it's always a question, I understand.
I know he hates me a lot.
Well, that's
part of that's part
parent child
kiddohood.
Yeah.
So my early career actually started in forensic psychology. And to be honest with you, that, more than anything I've ever done in my life, trained me to do what I'm doing today. Because what is it? It's about helping people feel comfortable to open up, right? So this was my early career, and I use that to start.
That's a great place to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute on Founders Forum.
Attention employers, ready to secure your business? Verify Protect provides fast, accurate, and secure background checks. Ever wonder who's really joining your team? Don't gamble with uncertainty. Choose Verify Protect for nationwide, lightning-fast employee background screening. Forget AI glitches. Our pros review each detail. Why Verify Protect? Picture this. Flexibility tailored by your hiring team. Integration, customization, and online ease. Your rules. Discover legal and criminal checks, employment and education verification, financial and social insight, and government and housing checks. Your business shield starts here. Visit verifyprotect.com today and schedule a game-changing call. Don't play with dice with your hires. Verify Protect, your pre-employment screening experts.
We're back on Founders Forum with our guest today, Dr. Nicole Lipkin, and my good friend, Craig Lurch, a realtor extraordinaire. And we were just talking about you being a forensic psychologist. So tell us about that and how that led to the things you're doing today.
Yeah. So I then started using the forensic work I was doing. I started a psychology practice. And over the years, like I was saying before, I've always taken a very organic, like, all right, let's try it approach to life. As the practice started organically growing, my friends were joining me that were therapists, and which is a little bit risky, but it ended up being awesome because we loved each other and we loved working with each other. And, you know, one of my friends was a child therapist. So we grew that. And, you know, one was couples, we grew that. And over time that practice became huge, and we removed ourselves from the forensic world and we became a general clinical practice. And over the years, I started that practice grew into an 80 therapist group
Which
practice.
It grew huge because I know a bit about that business. That's amazing.
It's big. Yeah. It's big. It became a real monster. And over time, I actually around 2007 started realized like I really wanted to focus on executive coaching, leadership development, consulting work, and. I went back and got coaching credentialed, all of that stuff. I wanted to immerse myself in that, started working in that world while I was running the group practice. And that's when Equilibria Leadership Consulting was born. And I fully transitioned, even though I was still owning and operating Equilibria Psychological, I developed Equilibria Leadership.
And tell us about that company.
Yeah, so that company is a boutique consulting firm, leadership development consulting firm. We do executive coaching, leadership development, culture change work, a lot of team development work.
Are your clients corporations? You go in through the corporation?
Corporations, individuals, mm-hmm. Founders. So gotcha. We are size and industry agnostic.
Hear that, founders that are listening.
Yeah. Big time. Because, I found myself in the security world and automotive. And as a consultant, I don't want to be biased. And I found myself starting to get biased. So that's why, you know, I work everywhere from the Fortune 50s to small startups. That company, the reality is I am a psychologist. And I personally, and I'm really biased with this, I think psychologists are some of the best people to do this work, because until the robots take over, we're people working with people. And this is what psychologists do, you know?
Right.
So there's no like five steps to leadership or five steps to team dynamics. It's understanding our own stuff in our heads and our own blockers. So that's the work we do there.
So you're very busy with that.
Yes, I'm
and
very
I think
busy
we're
with
going
that.
To, you started another company.
I started another company.
So what made you wacky enough to want to do another company?
I think I always operate in threes.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I always
You are an entrepreneur, so that's why.
Yeah. But I always had the dream to build what is now Hey Kiddo, which is a tech startup. Uh-huh. I think from a professional standpoint, having the practice for so many years, which I eventually exited, I saw that the mental health crisis was escalating for so many years before everyone started paying attention during COVID. And we keep on outsourcing mental health to schools and therapists without focusing on the third part of the trifecta, which are parenting adults. And I got to also give parents the tools and caregivers the tools.
Yes.
So from that and also just my upbringing and having that openness, I don't think it should be the luck of the draw of who your parents are. I think every parenting adult, and I'm saying parenting adult because not everyone has parents, every parenting adult deserves the opportunity to learn these skills and open up the lines of communication. So that was where Hey Kiddo came from. And I'm not a tech founder. I had to learn how to be a tech founder, and that has been the hardest professional thing I have ever done in my life.
I'll bet.
That and also exiting the practice. Those two things were, but they also made me better at what I do.
Right.
You know, going through those experiences.
Sure. Growth, no growth without change, right?
Oh, man.
So Hey Kiddo, describe that. That's an app.
Yeah. So Hey Kiddo, it has two products, actually. We have a social emotional learning curriculum, but where we've had National Science Foundation funding as well as investment funding to build this amazing app that we're really pushing starting in 2025. And what it is let's say you're a parent noticing that your kiddo is having a lot of negative self-talk and worry over fitting in and having trouble focusing, you can select that on the app, and it's going to put you on a personalized coaching journey that does three things. It educates that parent. Here's what we know about negative self-talk in your six-year-old versus a 12-year-old. So it gives education.
Great.
Second, gives that parent tools, nonverbal and verbal, to open up the lines of communication with their kiddo around what they're seeing. And then is subtly coaching that parent on how to model the behaviors and skills they're trying to actually build, because kids watch us. Mm. It's helping that parent track emotional behavioral patterns.
It's really a coach to the parents.
It's a coach. Yeah. It's a pocket coach, and signaling them when professional help is needed. It's not to replace therapists. It's a preventative tool to help parents be more psychologically in tune.
Nicole, as always, the show is going by very quickly.
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes left. In a few words, how would you describe, if you had to kind of broadside on the challenges you faced as an entrepreneur?
Oh, I mean, the show can't go by. I mean, we got to be here for the rest of the day.
That was a good broadside. I understand.
I mean, look, I have never... There's been early career challenges and later career challenges. Early career, I didn't understand mentorship. I never sought help. And there were times in the practice, the first business, where I was messing up so badly. I was just I tend to be an empathetic leader, making decisions based on relationships versus what's best for the business. And I kept on doing that and making really bad decisions to protect the relationship and the people I cared about. And instead of seeking help, like, again, it's like when we think about how our brains work, you know, we especially with the sunk cost bias, the more money, time, and effort we put into people, places, and things, especially when they're bad decisions, the more money, time, and effort we keep on putting into those things. And that's what I was doing in my decision making. And I had to snap out of it, but I didn't seek help outside. And I think that was my biggest challenge, not understanding the importance of having my own board of directors around me, my own advisors around me. That came later in life. And also because of those lessons, I make sure to be available to other people, young professionals that are going through that.
I want to keep moving with you because we don't have much time.
Yeah.
I know you have an enormous vision for the next 10 years. Could you describe that to us?
Yeah. I love what I'm doing. So I want to keep on doing the executive coaching work that I do and the team development work. I do a lot of like, I want to keep on doing that. I want to keep on doing keynote speaking. It's my favorite thing in the world to do and to impact large numbers of people. So I want to keep on doing that until I die.
What does Hey Kiddo look like?
On the Hey Kiddo side, you know, I want this to be accessible to any parent that ever wants it. Obviously, it's a business. It's a startup. It's a for-profit. It needs to make money to survive.
Yep.
But I ultimately want that to be a tool that's going to impact the mental health crisis that we're having long-term.
Great.
Yeah.
Couple quick ones. We have just a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
What book are you currently reading?
Oh, man. I just read The Psychology of Money, which was awesome.
Ah, it's a great book.
But that was because it was there and I was on vacation and I picked it up.
You should read The Fiscal Therapy Solution.
I will read that. I will read that.
What are your thoughts about your legacy? What would you like to leave behind eventually? And Dr. Nicole Lipkin's fairly young. I need to point that out to you. She's done a lot in a short amount of years.
Not so young.
Well, it's all relative.
Thank you. I want to leave. Well, I never want to leave him behind, but I want to leave. I want to help raise an amazing man, my son Charlie, and a kind, helpful person. I want to help create what my parents helped create, my brother and I. And I want to leave this world a little bit better if I can influence and impact and, you know, infect people in a positive, healthy way. That's what I want to continue doing.
Because I've rushed you through these answers, we actually have like another minute.
We do.
So
okay, good.
Fire a couple other quick ones at you. Favorite music? Do you have a favorite song? Favorite artist? Favorite album?
Oh my God, I do. I was raised on classic rock and blues.
Okay, I like where you're going.
I have to be honest with you. My favorite movie of all times and my favorite soundtrack is Xanadu. And what's interesting about that, every night before I would go to bed, I would like pray to the Xanadu gods that I would wake up as Olivia Newton-John and like have her voice and roller skate like her and be a muse. I wanted to be a muse when I grew up.
Wow. So Olivia Newton-John and David Duchovny were two of your mentors. I love it. Real quick, a favorite movie, Xanadu.
I loved it. I mean, but I have many more favorite movies. I mean,
one more.
God, I can't think of anything.
Okay. One more favorite book.
Let's go back to favorite movie. Okay. I love 9 to 5.
There you go. That's a great movie.
It's awesome.
Great movie.
It's awesome.
And great female mentors.
And Office Space. Office Space. So good.
Office Space. I don't know if I know
Oh,
that
come
one.
On. You know Office Space.
Do I?
Okay. Oh, of course you know Office Space.
We'll talk afterwards because we are out of time.
Thank you.
So thanks for being here, Dr. Nicole
so
Lipkin and Greg Lurch. Pleasure to have you here
thanks,
again.
Nicole.
And thanks
great stuff.
Thank
you. Great stuff.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next week on Founders Forum.